It's a diagnosis no one wants to hear, dementia. Now the Australian of the Year, Ida Buttrose, has spoken out to help dementia patients, urging politicians on both sides of politics to take action to improve the quality of residential care for these patients that are to be offered to these patients. As the president of Alzheimer's Australia, Ms. Buttrose says most facilities are failing to provide the level of care expected by the community. And she's particularly concerned that some residents are being restrained physically or with medications. Samantha Donovan reports.
Speaking at the National Press Club in Canberra today, Ida Buttrose slammed the standards of many nursing homes caring for dementia patients.
Quite frankly, the care is not up to standard in many of them. The food is disgusting. You wouldn't eat it yourself. And I saw a relative of mine tied in her chair because they said to me, she keeps going wandering. I said, well, perhaps she wants to walk down the hall. What's wrong with that? And they restrained her in a bed because she might fall. So I said, she has a fall. Okay, let's live with that, but don't tie her up.
Ms. Buttrose says many aged care homes aren't complying with guidelines, and Alzheimer's Australia often hears a similar story from carers.
Within weeks of entering residential care, many carers find that family and friends they've spent years caring for become unrecognisable in terms of their physical, mental and emotional welfare. Nearly one quarter of residents are chemically restrained with antipsychotic medications, often without their consent or the consent that's legally required from a member of their family. It is unacceptable that such practices are taking place in Australia today. Perhaps there could be no better area than this for a class action.
Ida Buttrose is determined to use her status as Australian of the Year to push for more research and awareness of dementia and to put an end to the stigma attached to the disease.
Former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who died last week, had vascular dementia, yet there was barely a mention of that fact on the numerous TV, radio and newspaper reports of her passing. No one should feel ashamed to have dementia. It is not a normal part of ageing. It is a chronic disease.
The former journalist and publisher launched Alzheimer's Australia's election campaign strategy today. The organisation wants $200 million in funding over the next 5 years for dementia research.
Yes, it is a large sum of money, but the health of people's minds in Australia cannot be cast aside because of budget cuts. No government should play Russian roulette with people's minds. People's minds are sacrosanct.
Ida Buttrose is urging politicians to debate the type of Australia they want to build during the federal election campaign, not just which programs should be cut or the size of the deficit.
This election needs to be more than just about a balanced budget. It needs to be about values. I want to live in a society that is inclusive and values the strengths and contributions of all members of our society, regardless of their age, disease or disability. I want to belong to a society that values choice over institutionalisation, that promotes wellness and social inclusion over isolation.
The President of Alzheimer's Australia, Ida Buttrose, Samantha Donovan reporting.